Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The season has, what, about 10 games left? I just got my notice, you know, about voting this year for
Did you really?
The MVP
you got it?
And all that.
Yeah. When does it do, Chris, by the last day of the season?
The notice was just that they're going to send them out next week, I believe.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact day. But it's usually due a couple days before the end of the regular season, if I remember correctly. So, yeah. But the MVP race to me, Rob, I got Joel Embiid right now, but I think it's really between Embiid. I got Giannis second, and a lot of people are sleeping on Giannis.
I was going to say, you're the outlier on Giannis, and I think Milwaukee hasn't been spectacular. And I'm not saying, Chris, just you know how people look at a team.
Right.
They might not look straight really at his numbers, you know what I mean, because the team has been up and down. And so he's already won it twice, so people start
and
to
that,
go,
you know, happens, right, exactly.
I don't know. Is he really the best player again? You know what I mean? So
it's
I can see where he gets overlooked.
History. Right. We know Michael Jordan was the best player in the league more than 5 years.
Right. What year wasn't he MVP, Chris? That's
right,
what I want
really.
To know.
I mean, once he got rolling, let's keep it real. LeBron, same thing, only 4 MVPs. So that's just kind of how it's gone. A lot of people got Nikola Jokic in there, Rob, but the Nuggets are the sixth seed. And I get it. He hadn't had, you know, his two wingmen, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., but Luka doesn't have a second star. And Luka's the fifth seed. He's balling out after a slow start. So I think that's why I've got those two right now as the front runners. But Frank Vogel threw another name in the hat, Rob, that really is not getting much consideration, and that is, despite having a great year, LeBron James. Because the Lakers are the tied with the Pelicans for the ninth seed. And here was Frank Vogel on why, you know, on LeBron, throwing LeBron's hat name into the MVP hat.
He is as deserving for MVP consideration as anybody in the league. You know, I know how the voting goes. The team with the best record or top couple of records usually gets most of those considerations. So the win-loss record definitely would probably hurt him. But you can't tell me that anybody's, you know, played a better season than LeBron James has this year.
Well, look, Rob, obviously
you
expect...
go first. You're a voter, but I just I just totally disagree with him.
You expect his head coach to say that. All right, so that's number one. We know Vogel's going to say that. But I just want to give a little history. Because, and Rob, you and I have talked about this. And for those that don't know, up until 1980, I think the 80-81 season, the players voted for MVP. And in 80-81, they turned it over to the media. And, Rob, before the media voted, you actually had two players win MVP with losing records. Bob Pettit, now that was way back, 1955-56. That was the first year they even had the MVP. Rob, this is just a fact. A lot of times there's no criteria set. People don't I'm just going to keep it real. Don't really know what they're doing the first time in awards. So Jerry West, the only player ever to win the MVP for the finals when his team lost, that was the first year they had a finals MVP, Rob. You know, it hasn't happened since because people probably sat back and thought, does that make sense to give the MVP to a guy whose team lost? And so that was Pettit. And then, Rob, a lot of people don't know this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who has more MVPs than anyone, was 6. One of them was in the 75-76 season when his team had a losing record, the Lakers. And so, but since Rob and Bob McAdoo won it with his team, I don't know if they had a losing record, but they didn't have a really good team that year, a really good record. And he won it in 1975. But since when the media started voting, that's when winning really became a big deal. Really became a big deal. And since then, Rob, I think only two players, have won the MVP award without winning at least 50 games. Moses did it, and that might have been the first year, Moses Malone. And then Russell Westbrook, the year he averaged a triple-double a few years ago. And I stand by, a lot of people have poo-pooed that MVP because of what Westbrook's doing this year. Rob, I stand wholeheartedly by that vote. I voted for Westbrook. The dude averaged a triple. When you do something that is so rare as that, Oscar Robertson had done it, but nobody had done it since the Big O. I'm sorry. And your team wins to some degree. It wasn't like they had a losing record.
But they had a winning record when he scored the triple-doubles.
Overwhelming winning record. It was like 72% that they won.
So it was like they mattered. It wasn't like he was getting it and they were losing. So I'm with you. Westbrook deserved that one. If you showed me the record, Chris, and it was under 500 or wasn't good and he was just putting up numbers and they didn't impact winning for the team, I wouldn't have nearly, even though his feat was impressive. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying
if he had a losing record, yeah, I don't know that he would have won it.
You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have been as convincing.
I could have voted for him then. Yeah. It would have, in the moment, I don't know. It would have been interesting, but I don't know that I would have voted for him. I'll put it that way. But it's like Shohei Ohtani, Rob. He just won MVP in baseball. He had done something we hadn't seen.
Right.
You know, I mean, so here's the thing with LeBron. Of course, he's having a great year. Is he having the best year in the league? No. Because the guys I mentioned, Embiid and Giannis, they get after you on the defensive end, too. Like, they're great defenders. And LeBron used to be a great defender at his age. He's not a great defender anymore. And then their numbers just across the board are better. You know, when you look at rebounds, and they're both, all three are scoring about the same amount. But, of course, Rob, is coming down to wins. And Frank was wrong, Vogel. Isaiah Thomas tweeted this out as well a few days ago. Devin Booker, you aren't always, like some people like to say, best player on the team with the best record. That's the MVP. I've never thought that way. I think that's cheap. I think that's lazy.
I don't think that is lazy, because your team might not be the best overall, Chris. You might be second or third, but you might have had a better year. I don't think that automatically comes from the team that has the best record.
And you don't even – like, Devin Booker is the leading scorer, and I would say best player, on the Phoenix Suns. But he's not really in the MVP discussion. He's certainly not going to win it. He may finish in the top five voting, but he's not going to win it.
And when Chris Paul got hurt, Chris, they didn't miss a beat.
Right, 11-4. And they were 8-3 without Booker, too. So they've kept it moving. But he is not in consideration. So this notion that, oh, just because you have the best record in the league, you need to be in MVP discussion. Rob, remember 2014 with San Antonio? And they had the best record in the league after losing that finals on Ray Allen's shot to the Heat. Tim Duncan and Tony Parker finished 12th in the voting.
Wow.
A few years earlier, Spurs had the best record. Parker finished 5th. Derrick Rose and the Bulls had a great record. They same record as the Spurs that year. Derrick Rose finished 11th. All right. The Jazz last year had the best record in the league. Gobert finished 10th. Rudy Gobert. So it's a misnomer to think, oh, let's just take the best player from the best team. That's not how it works. But winning, Rob, is important, and that's kind of what I want to discuss. LeBron's having a great year. But as you and I said, and I don't think this is the case with him, he's proven he can score points that matter. But on bad teams, somebody has to score.
Somebody did to Chris. You're not going to lose 103-48 because there's nobody scoring. Right. So somebody scoring the points, you might not win. And it's not to belittle what LeBron has done. He's had a tremendous individual season and putting up numbers, Chris, we haven't seen in year 19 from somebody. So we get all that. It was like the year he decided to be the point guard, remember, and led the league in assists?
Right.
And couldn't believe like he did, he won the MVP. Giannis, who had better numbers than the year before, Chris, when he won MVP, was MVP again. His numbers were even better. And LeBron was like, oh, I see how you guys are and all that. Like people dissed him. No, if we voted for Giannis the year before and he has better numbers, Chris, the next year, how in the world could you not vote for Giannis?
Right, and they're winning. And they're winning.
Right. They had the best record, right, that year.
Yep. They were winning. So, yeah, it's – I mean, come on. Now, Steph, where did Steph finish last year? Ryan, I don't know if you can look that up. I'll try to look it up quickly. But Steph Curry, and they were the 9th seed, Golden State, and they didn't make the play-in. Remember, they lost to Memphis, I believe, in their final play-in games. And Steph did get some votes. He was in my top five. I can't remember where, like 4th maybe, something like that. He obviously had a great year. But I think he might have finished 3rd. But that was, again, like he couldn't win MVP when your team's the 9th seed and doesn't finish. He was 3rd last year. So, and doesn't finish in the playoffs.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Phoenix Suns last night got Chris Paul back. He played great, 17 points, 13 rebounds. And Devin Booker dropped 49 points, 10 assists. They won their 60th game of the season, Rob. And they remind me, these boys have been on a mission all year. Tunnel vision. 11-4 without Chris Paul when he's been injured. 8-3 without Devin Booker when he's been injured. We talk about Memphis stepping it up without Ja Morant, and they better because he's out at least two more weeks. But how about Phoenix stepping up without either Chris Paul or Devin Booker? My point is this, Rob. They're winning the championship. I'm telling you right now, the Phoenix Suns are the best team in basketball. They remind me of the 2014 San Antonio Spurs, who, remember, Rob, they felt they were heartbroken. They probably still can't get over giving up that championship in 2013 to the Miami Heat when everybody thought it was over and Ray Allen saved the Heat in game six with a three-point shot, maybe the greatest shot in NBA history, certainly one of them. And the Heat goes on to win game seven in that championship. And the Spurs, it grated on them all summer long, all offseason. It motivated them when they ran the hills, when they ran line drills, when they took their 500 jump shots a day, when they did their sliding drills and defensive slides and all that. They thought about that loss, and they came back the next season, won a league-high 62 games, and demolished Miami in the finals, 4-1. The Phoenix Suns are similar. They were up 2-0 last year. Felt like everybody was coordinating Chris Paul. Top 5 point guard at least of all time, if not higher. Gonna get his first ring. And they lost the next four games all summer long. It ate them up. And this year, Rob, they got tunnel vision. And I think they're going to get it done. Phoenix Suns, best team in the NBA. Book it. Mark it right now. March 25th, Chris Broussard said Phoenix will win the championship.
You only got one bad wrinkle in your story and why it doesn't add up. The San Antonio Spurs had already won championships before giving up that one and were in a different boat. The Phoenix Suns are not the San Antonio Spurs, Chris, because they choked down a championship last year when they were up 2-0. What? No, but the Spurs had already won. They had already been a champion. This team hadn't been a championship, and they had a Fugazi run last year.
Really?
In the finals. Yeah, it was Fugazi. Yeah. They were down 2-1 to LeBron before AD got hurt. Denver didn't have Jamal Murray. The Clippers didn't have Kawhi Leonard. It was a Fugazi run. I don't care how you look at it. It doesn't mean that they're not good or that they're bad or they stink or they're dog food. I'm not saying that. But to crown them off the regular season, considering what happened a year ago when they were up in a series that everybody was anointing them and Devin Booker's Kobe and Chris Paul is top 5 point guard and they had a coronation. Everybody was throwing rose petals at his feet. And none of it happened. On the Phoenix Suns, they might as well be from Missouri from me because they need to show me before I'm ready to crown them. And I do believe that they can be upset or stumble and not make it there. And just because you made that first step doesn't mean you're going to make it the next year. So I'm not buying it that they're shoo-in. And not only do you have them going to the finals, you've crowned them that they will win the championship. I'm not on your train, Chris. I'm going to take a bus to the next destination. You go ahead and you ride the train and you get there faster than everybody else. I'm going to take the bus, stop at the lights, stop off for lunch, smell
the roses. You're going to make your pick like halfway through the finals? Is that when you're going to make your pick? Like last year?
Yeah, maybe that'll be it. I ain't picking them now.
They got the best, the highest scoring offense in the league and a top three defense. Rob, they got the best home record, the best road record, the best record against teams with winning records by a mile. They got a big three that fits. You can have a big three, but if it doesn't fit, it's not going to do you much good. Ask the Lakers. DeAndre Ayton knows his role. My part in the big three, man the paint, both sides of the floor, hit the mid-range jumper. Devin Booker, my role, score! Chris Paul, my role, orchestrate. And they don't step on each other's toes. All of them can maximize their game playing at the same time because they fit. They got arguably the best coach in the league in Monty Williams. The role players know their role, cherish their role, play their roles to a T. They defend like the Dickens. I'm telling you, Rob, the Phoenix Suns are legit. And you will eat your words in a few months. Watch. They bad. Now, in the East, I'm not so sure. We'll see. I'm doing my research, to use a Kyrie Irving term, before I make my pick before the playoff.
What does that mean? You're watching unsubstantiated videos on YouTube? Is
that what you're talking about? I'm watching 3 hours of YouTube every night. No, I'm waiting until before the season to do my pick.
I don't know where this video came from, but man, it looks real, you know?
Exactly.
It looks real.
Exactly. Wow. He's a doctor. Wow.
They even got a doctor on there saying this stuff. Yeah, this guy's a doctor. Oh, okay.
But the interesting, and Rob, you said this. You said, you talked about the, you know, teams that were banged up last year that they beat. Well, here's the deal, Rob. Banged up teams this year. Looks like Paul George will be back. Will Kawhi? Probably not. So the Clippers aren't themselves. Denver. I mean, we thought Jamal Murray might be back. Michael Porter Jr., who knows? They're not the same. Golden State. We just found out James Wiseman. I'm not saying he's a world beater, but, you know, he would have helped them with some size.
He's a piece.
Yeah, and he's big. And they need some size. But Draymond's been out. Steph's out right now. Memphis is young, and Ja Morant's out. The Lakers, you know, AD, I guess, will be back for the playoffs, probably. But, you know, we've seen what type of season they're having. So the same thing applies, Rob. I'm not saying Phoenix is an all-time great team. But I'm saying when you look at that West, everybody got something going wrong, kind of, except for the Phoenix Suns. And so we'll see. They got to do it on the court. But I do feel good about them winning the West the NBA title.
You will give me at least that the Spurs had won before.
Well, but it was so long ago. But and here's the thing. But the Spurs had won it in 07 was their last one, right? So it was 7 years.
Duncan. You know what I'm saying?
It had been 7 years, right.
Right.
But here's the difference, though, Rob. You're right. They had experience. They had, you know, they had won a championship. But here's the difference. And Chris is old. But the Spurs as a whole were old. Duncan wasn't even close to himself. And Manu and Tony Parker were toward the end. Now, Chris, like I said, he's old, but the rest of them aren't. Devin Booker's just hitting his prime. DeAndre Ayton, man, that dude is improving. I don't know. I mean, the numbers might not be much different, 17 and 10, but that dude is a baller. And I think that's huge. And, Rob, they added JaVale McGee. Now, people might laugh. They might chuckle. They might scoff. They might mock, ridicule, rib. You know how many rings JaVale McGee has, Rob?
How many?
Take a guess.
Three.
You might guess that. Three. He does have three.
I just guessed. Three.
Yep. And so JaVale in his role, it's size. Now, I like Milwaukee in the East. Like I said, I'm doing my research, but right now I'm leaning toward picking them in the East. But they are... Their size, you know, that's a big advantage. But Phoenix got size, too. And that's where they can hang with them. So that's my pick. We'll see. Got to play it out on the court. But you don't have a pick yet in the West, huh?
Not yet. Not yet.
You waiting to see if Kawhi? I know you want to go Clippers. I know you want to pick Clippers.
I love Ty Lue.
You waiting to see if Kawhi is back?
Ty Lue ain't winning
the championship.
I know he ain't playing, but
based on his coaching.
I love what he's doing, though.
He's doing great. But he ain't with. They the AC, Rob. Stop.
I didn't say I'm picking them. I didn't say that.
I mean, Ty Lue's a great coach, but don't make it what it ain't.
Okay.
You know, they're the AC, dude. But they have done a good job. He is a great coach. And the Lakers, look, Vogel got him a championship. I think Vogel's a good coach, but I know they wouldn't mind having Ty Lue. I'll tell you that.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome in a Super Bowl champion, our Fox Sports Radio colleague. He's the co-host of Up On Game, doing a great job with that. Plaxico Burress, what's up, man?
What's up, Plax?
Hey, what's going on, fam? How you guys feeling, man?
Doing good, brother. It's great to have you on, man. And let's get right to it. There's a lot going on. The NFL, man, is like the NBA now all of a sudden. All these off-season moves?
Man, it's really been crazy, man, with all these bunch of trades going on. I can't remember. Like Deshaun Watson and Tyreek Hill, it takes me back to basically when Herschel Walker got traded to the Minnesota Vikings.
Right, for a million people. Like, right.
Hey, some of these organizations are really going to build teams off of making these trades. And listen, this is not the last time it's going to happen. Going forward, this is what teams are going to start doing. You look at Kansas City; they basically had Tyreek Hill in the last year of his contract, knowing that he just saw the contract that Devontae Adams just received.
Right.
So he was looking at those kind of numbers. So Kansas City is saying to this, "Hey, listen, he's going to be going next year. Let's just try to get some value for him now." And I think that's going to be the approach. You know, a lot of these organizations with big time players coming up on contracts. And I think what's been happening is if you look at all the teams that are making these trades, these elite quarterbacks, they're still on rookie contracts. So you're going to see a lot of big-time players move on, even if the organization wants to hold on to them. You look at, what Aaron Rodgers and his salary and Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't allow guys like Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill to a man with a team, though. So this is not the first time you're going to see this.
Right. What? Go ahead, Rob.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say Tyreek Hill, that's obviously the latest big trade. Look, we know his speed can't be replaced, but they obviously have some pretty good receivers, Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith-Schuster. They just signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling. How much do you think that's going to impact, and I mean in terms of like really falling off or not falling off at all, a Patrick Mahomes?
Man, listen, I think of all the trades that have happened over the last week or so, I believe that Tyreek Hill is going to be one of those trades that is more glaring than anyone. But first of all, schematically, these teams they're going to get out of these two high shell safeties now. And now they're going to be able to create more pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to be able to blitz him a little more. You just mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster. They just they signed him to a one-year deal. And we have seen since the absence of Antonio Brown that he's not a legit alpha number one wide receiver. You re-sign Josh Gordon, and you have Hartman. But I think this trade right here will be more glaring to any other team because – they are going to be able to get the Patrick Mahomes, even though he has a great offensive line. You look at the Denver Broncos adding Randy Gregory. You look at the Arizona Cardinals getting Chandler Jones. So these teams know that they're going to have to be able to keep pressure on these quarterbacks, these great quarterbacks.
Sending him to the Raiders, right.
To the Raiders. But now when you lose a guy like Tyreek Hill, he can no longer run through the zone on those single-high safeties. So now you're going to get a lot more single-high defense from other teams, blitzing Patrick Mahomes and getting that pressure. But when you have a good offensive line, you can have certain aspects of your offense because now you can get some protection. You know, you don't have to have a Tyreek Hill, so you want to bolster your offensive line and be able to give Patrick Mahomes much security as he needs because, you know, now a few years ago, he was just that guy that was throwing a long ball. So right. Now they have enough faith in him to get through the reads, make the right decisions, and I think they're still going to have success. But as far as the big plays are concerned, it's going to be a dramatic drop-off for Kansas City.
Plaxico, let's ask you about Deshaun Watson, what he's been through the last year plus. You obviously had your own, one of the, I call, travesties of justice. You went to jail for a gun that wasn't registered in New York but was registered in Florida, or I believe where you were from. It was a mess, and you wind up doing time for it. Watching his scenario play out and, you know, where he is, just give me some thoughts on you know, him surviving this and being rewarded with a, you know, fully guaranteed contract and still being able to play. Just your thoughts on how this has played out for him.
Man, you know, I watched his press conference today, and I really wanted to see, you know, his delivery and his demeanor to how he was going to be received and how he was going to – what answers he was going to get to those answers that the reporters were asking him. I thought he handled himself very well. He was very candid in his response. But for him mentally, you know, going back to my situation, just being able to breathe and get – all that weight off of your shoulders and get back to normal life, get back to your family, get back to playing football and get back to doing the things you love. I think that is going to be the best rehabilitation for him. Just like he said, you know, he's in a position now to where he's going to have to gain everybody's confidence, you know, show people the kind of person that he really is, get back into the community because he was doing a lot of those things in Houston. It's not going to change the person that he is. But we're just looking at him going forward, how he's going to embrace this new opportunity. Like, because I said last week, a lot of people aren't happy with him going to the Cleveland Browns and receiving the largest, you know, guaranteed contract in NFL history. But if he can get back to the way that he was playing football 2 years ago, throwing for 48 yards and leading the NFL in passing, I think he'll be just fine. But you know, the Cleveland Browns really did themselves wanting to, you know, putting their neck on the line for him. I think he's going to deliver. And you know what? He'll give a little bit more job security to Kevin Stefanski.
Right, right. Well, Plax, we got about 30 to 45 seconds for your answer. If you were back on the Steelers as a receiver, would you want Mitchell Trubisky or Baker Mayfield as your quarterback?
And don't say neither.
And those are my best two options?
Yes, hey, that's why I know. Said it. I know it ain't.
That's
it ain't
why
great.
I said don't say
it
neither.
It ain't great, wow. But that's what you got to work with, all right?
Come on, man. Y'all put – oh, you know what? At least I know Baker can throw the football, okay? You know, he doesn't make the best decisions at times, but I know that if I run down the sideline 30, 40 yards, man, he can put the ball up in the air and I can go up and make a play. I don't think I've ever seen Mitch Trubisky throw the ball over 40 or 50 yards.
See, I agree with you.
I would take Baker any day.
I mean, guess if he's released, they'll make their run at him, but I'm with you there, Plax. All right, that's our man, Plaxico Burress. Check him out right here on Fox Sports Radio on Up On Game. It's Saturdays, 12 p.m. Eastern time, 12 noon to 2 Eastern. Of course, that's 9 to 11 Pacific. Right, Plaxico Burress, great job, brother. We appreciate you.
You guys be
ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.